This is WRMI, Okeechobee Falls.
Episode number 145, and I truly appreciate you tuning in this evening. This week's intro tune is by Frank Bilotti. Can't find too much information on him. This is a nice jam called The Heartbreaker Blues. And this 45 is one of a handful of 45s that I picked up recently. And I have a bunch more great records that I picked up at a record fair and a couple at a thrift store and even one from the archives. Thank you again for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the program. Has a question for you. How does it feel?
How does it feel? mind entitle themselves, and whose made an entitle is themselves, shall feel the wrath of my bombast.
Track from 1985. That was The Fall with a song called Bombast. That was my Marquis Smith impersonation there. Sorry about that. Yeah, this is from a 1985 record that was reissued a couple years ago, and I found it at the aforementioned record fair last Saturday. And this was an LP called The Nation's Saving Grace, The Fall. Before that, we heard some very local Canadian music, Canadian power pop on the punk-ish side from a group called Brian's Children, as in Brian Jones. It's not his actual children, but you know. And the song we heard there was called Cut Your Hair, which apparently is about Marianne Faithfull cutting her hair to look similar to Brian Jones's haircut from back in the day. How about that? And by the way, that was an early recording from 1979 by Daniel Lanois. How about that? And I started off the set there with a song by Creation, or The Creation, depending on which record you pick up, with their great song called How Does It Feel? And the version we heard there was the U.S. mono mix, and it's collected on a double LP record that came out in the late 90s and on a, what is this label called? Retroactive. So they put out two double LPs of Creation Rarities, which is really great. And I got both of the volumes for a song. That's amazing. And also the Creation, they've been reissued numerous times, but the Numero group out of Chicago has done a Creation compilation series a couple years back now, which is also outstanding. Yeah, I'd like to get that one, but I haven't come across it yet. All right, let's change gears. Here's a great cover of a Sam Cooke song. Mm-hmm. another great 45 side from Byron Lee and the Dragonaires. So we heard the flip of this a couple weeks back, the cover of Bob Marley's Nice Time. This song we heard here is called Pumpalik, and it was a different version from the one that came out on a 1964 LP called Rocksteady Explosion by Byron Lee and the Dragonaires. So yeah, very cool to find these alternate recordings of those great songs. Before that was James Brown and his famous Flames with part two of Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. Yeah, I really like these 45s with the extra half jam out there. And I started off set there with a great cover of Sam Cooke's Cupid as performed by the Montagu 3 out of the Bahamas. It's the Montagu 3 plus 1, I should say. Yeah, great cover, kind of a Latin feel to that version of Cupid. All right, well, let's keep it going with some reggae-ish sounds from a very surprising reappearance from Patrician Ann.
Stars in the rocks, little one, where do you go to dream? To a place we all know, the land of voices.
direction. Don't make it drop. No one can mend it.
From Peter Tosh. We heard an instrumental song or instrumental version of a song called Catchy Shubby, and it's titled here Iration. Before that, from the UK, we heard a group called Walkie Talkies with a slightly edited song called Photosynthesis from an LP that came out in 1980. Yeah, it's kind of a mediocre LP, but that song kind of stuck out. And I started off the set there with an old favorite from Patrician Ann. So yeah, if you'll recall, Patrician Ann snagged the number one spot on the first top 25 countdown of, that was in 2019, if you'll recall, a song called Change in Time from the 60s there. And this song we just heard was called, what was it called? Land of Make-Believe, and it's from 1984, a bit of a synth poppy reggae feel to it there. Yeah, I was very surprised to find this 45. Yeah, it's been a very long time since I found any Patrician Ann stuff. It's quite hard to find. So yeah, I was very happy to find that. Hopefully I'll find more for you in the future. And speaking of the top 25 of each year, it's coming up. And I think I'll start doing it next week on the, UTC December 23rd. Yeah, that looks about right. That will be part one of the top 25. And part two will air on the 30th. That's the UTC time. So the 22nd and the 29th, if you're listening on Wednesday evenings when this usually airs on here on WRMI. Yeah, so please check that out. And in past years, I've put together a voting thing using Google Survey or whatever, but I just don't have the time to do it. But I would love your feedback. So if there are any songs that you heard over the last year that you really liked, please let me know, and I'll be sure to factor that into the top 25 ranking. So be sure to email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Twitter. This is a music show with no W on the end, S-H-O. All right, I will have some data for you very soon, but before that, I would like to do some shout outs. All right, so I'll start with Twitter this week. I heard from Bobby, WA5107SWL. Listening to an SDR in Maurice, Louisiana, sending along a nice decode. Good to hear from you, Bobby. Tashin Reschner also with a nice decode, as heard in Houston, Texas. Brian, WB8AM, with a great decode out his way. Hangar 77 in South Mississippi, checking in with a nice decode. Good to hear from you. Jeff Beer posting a very nice This Is a Music Show t-shirt picture. A bit of a mouthful there for me. DRMNA and Copilot ZR with a very nice decode out in the Pacific Northwest. And they enjoyed the show, each eating a bowl of ramen. How about that? And I heard from Jolly Roger Mania out in Germany, and he was able to source the inspiration for last week's image, which was a Philips cassette from way back in the day, a compact cassette to be specific. A few more shout-outs on Twitter. Hello to Brian, W8LN. Thank you for putting the word out, as well as Catface McMeowmeow, also announcing to everyone on Twitter about the show. Thank you very much. Hello to AA Hachiyoni out in Japan. We'll get to him later. And Zach in Alabama, One Deck Pete and Jerry Hectic out in the UK. And One Deck Pete was a fan of last week's cassette theme show, including the Steve Fisk track and the scratch battle between D-Styles and A-Track. Glad you enjoyed that. All right. right. And I heard from a few people on email last week. Glenn, KD5DGA, checking in. It's been a while. From Central Texas with a very nice decode. Good to hear from you, Glenn. Sean in Duluth, Minnesota, was very happy to hear the Shellac song that I played. That was recorded in Duluth, Minnesota. How about that? And he had some very kind words to say about the program. Thanks for tuning in, Sean. It's great to hear from you. And also, Jeff, KE0NHQ out in Eastern Iowa, sending along a very nice decode as well. Good to hear from you, Jeff. And one more email I heard from Microwave Joe, who sent along some very nice support for the program. Thank you very much. And was also also let me know that he inherited a bunch of promotional 45s from his grandfather, who is a musician in Chicago. And those were favorites to listen to back in the day. So yeah, I love finding those as well, because sometimes you find some really rare, cool stuff. All right, I think that's it for email. So if you'd like to get in touch, once again, my contact info is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. You can also catch me on Twitter. This is a music show with no W on the end. And you think I almost forgot, and I almost did. I'd like to say hello to my friends at the hfzone.org Discord chat group. Hello to Frigid, Jeff, Catface McMeow Meow, Daddy Dave, Tashin Reshner, and Dazman, and everyone else there who hangs out in the hfzone.org Discord chat room. So head over to that URL and you can meet up with other shortwave listening fiends and talk about what you hear on the airwaves. All right, so I will have some data for you very shortly, but before that, let's have some electronic weirdness from Bruce Hack. That there was a great track by Bruce Hack called Funky Doodle from an LP of the same name. And this is sort of a children's square dance themed record, but it's all got that electronic backing weirdness from Bruce Hack there. And so that was Bruce Hack with Esther Nelson, who we didn't hear from, and Ted Pandel is also one of the other composers. I'm not sure if we heard from him at all on there, but yeah, a kind of an interpolation of Yankee Doodle there from Bruce Hack. Yeah, I was very happy to find this one. This is an original LP as released on Dimension 5 in 1976. It was pretty beat up when I got it, but it cleaned up pretty good. All right, it is time for some MFSK 64 text and image, and it will be backed by a Burt Kampfert song called Midnight Blues. Here you go.
Yeah.
there was your MFSK 64 text and image for this week's program. I would love to see results. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. You can also post your results over on Twitter, and I will be sure to retweet you to everyone. My handle on there, once again, is This Is A Music Show with no W on the end. And a quick reminder, go check out thisisamusicshow.com for show archives and links to buy your own This Is A Music Show t-shirt, sweatshirt, or mug. And you can also send along some support if you'd like to help buy some airtime. That would be very much appreciated by myself and everyone else out there listening, I think. All right, guys, I have one last song for you tonight, and this one is going out to A.A. Hachiyoni over in Japan. He tweeted a live video of this band doing one of my favorite songs. So this is a song from Yola Tango, and it's a song called I Heard You Looking. It's a favorite song of mine from their LP called Painful, which came out in 92, I think, 92 or 93. And I have to say that I've seen them a few times over the years, very luckily. And one time I saw them in London, Ontario, Canada. And in their encore, they started asking people for requests. And I shouted out this song, and they played it for me. So it's a great memory. I love this song. I loved that show. I love this band, and I'm very happy that our friend in Japan reminded me of this great song that I'm here to share with you guys as the final song. I hope you enjoy it. All right, this was Music Show episode number 145, and I am your host, and I thank you so much for listening, and I hope you'll be back next week. Stay safe. Take care. Bye. Thank you.